Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. We continue with our national conference speakers in the theme Lessons from 2017. And joining me today is the head football coach at Westfield Indiana High School, Coach Jacob Gilbert. Coach Gilbert led a team to the state championship in 2016 and just does a great job there. Today, Coach, first of all, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thanks so much for having me. My pleasure.
Coach, today we're going to talk a little bit about some things you learned from this past season where you guys did face a tremendous amount of adversity. And we talked initially about one of those ideas being the need for mental toughness training, the need for mental training as it applies to this game.
Yeah, well, we learned a lot. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn, you like to say. We had some struggles this year. We got off to a great start and then just had almost a biblical plague of injuries, it seemed like. For as lucky as we were the couple years that we made it to the state championship, we were, I think it all caught up to us. And we just had a lot of adversity. And I think it just really, to me, taught me that all the emphasis that we put on mental training every minute has been worth it. So every aspect of our mental training program has been essential and then some. It's just critical for you to prepare your team for adversity and prepare them to understand not only what if it comes, but when it comes. So, you know, we try to make the off season the hardest part of the year. We try to make practice harder than games. We tell them that there's going to be things that come up and we're going to have to respond the right way. And we try to teach them those responses so that they know exactly, you know, what to look for and exactly how to respond when it inevitably comes.
Coach, I know we spent a lot of time working on that with our players, and I know you agree that this is true as coaches. We got to be mentally tough, and we got to be prepared for those situations too. So, you know, what are some things you learned in facing this plague of injuries about the preparation that needs to go into, I guess, plan B, C, D, E, and so on?
Well, kind of learned you can never have too many running backs. That was part of it, but in addition to that, just having your players prepared. You know, Nick Saban, they just won the national championship. I read a quote where he said, they asked him about playing freshmen, and he said, I just play players who are prepared. So I think you have to make sure that your entire team feels like, look, your number could be called, and you have a commitment to the team to be ready. It's not about your grade or your chronological age here. It's about preparation. It's about your role. It's about our team. And so be ready for that and be prepared for that, whatever may happen, because you just don't know. And they got to believe that. And I think you can give them examples of when that's the case.
And I know for, you know, a coaching staff, really all comes down to the head coach and really being a leader and how you're going to respond to those situations too. Because when you lose a key player, there's always, you know, that tendency of human nature. It's kind of that, oh crap moment where, what do we do now? And I think it's critical. The response from the head coach has to be handled the right way, and then that'll filter down through the team and obviously, you know, allow you to move forward in a positive way. How do you kind of reinforce that or exhibit that as the head coach?
Well, you know, I think they can't see fear in you or lack of confidence in you. A law of magnetism, you are who you attract. You can guarantee if you don't believe, they're not going to believe. Being an optimistic thinker, not being completely outcome-oriented, sometimes that things go bad and you got to weather the storm and not be totally outcome oriented so that they feel like, look, I'm sure we've got a little bad run here, but this too shall pass and this will end and we'll be, you know, right back where it is. And then just telling them that and teaching them that this is just part of success. You know, it's, you never get to skip this part. This is part of it. This is just where it is happening this year, is right now. So there's always going to be some lessons learned. There's always going to be some things you have to overcome or else you won't have success. And so that this is this year's opportunity. And I think as long as you believe that yourself and continue to paint that in a positive, then you have a chance for your kids to do the same.
Coach, I know you believe in facing adversity and facing those situations that communication and trust are an important part of it. Discuss with us that aspect of it, how you need to really communicate and keep communication open when you're hitting those tough times.
Yeah, so, you know, I would say on the communication front, I mean, what is it you, what's the message you want to communicate? So like we just talked about, I think you have to keep the focus on the positive, keep the focus on the process, not just the outcome. With the kids, make sure they understand your values, not totally in your performance here, all those things. And then with your staff, that was one thing. As when the going gets tough, I would say the tough get going, but the tough better communicate a little extra, because when tensions get a little bit higher, when everyone, you know, it's like our base answer is just work harder. That's often what we tell our kids. And so as a staff, when you're working about as hard as you can really add to stress and distrust and miscommunication. So I think you have to be very intentional to make sure that you are doing everything to stay together, keep rowing the same way, keep believing, keep trusting each other. So that being the case, I think the more you communicate, just keep coming back to that well, I think the better.
Coach, what are some tips or maybe examples you have of, you know, that intentional type of communication as you want it to relate to, you know, what's going on both on and off the field for your players?
If in the beginning, if it's all about the record, then you're going to struggle when you're not achieving the record. If it's like this whole year is about going undefeated and then, uh-oh, something happens week one, and it's like, well, now what? So I think a tip would be that you communicate that your culture and your program is not just about the wins and losses. That's important, but that you can still, you know, leave a great legacy. You can still accomplish great things. You can still do really important work as a team outside of those outcomes. And so I think we communicate that mission of us just reaching our full potential, of us making it an incredible experience, and winning helps all that. But it's not the only factor in all that.
Coach, I know for you, you just mentioned it, that it's not all about performance. So what are those other things you really focus on and make it about as you're building your program? At the end of the day, everybody wants to win. I mean, you know, everybody's a competitor. That's right. Why they're coming out there. Where does the balance come and where does the focus come on that? Because, you know, ball ends one day or another for all of these guys. Some of them have the opportunity to do it for a longer time. But it's, I think, as you look back on it, as I look back, we look back on our careers, the scoreboard is probably a very, very, very small part of what we remember about our experiences. So how do you make it about not performance, yet at the same time be in a place where you guys have been achieving overall consistently at a high level?
So, you know, that would be a byproduct of the things you do enforce. And sometimes it doesn't happen for you, but a lot of times, it does if you're always doing things right. So I would just reinforce the how you do things, not totally about just outcome. What is the overall purpose of what you're trying to do as a football coach? If you're trying to raise up young men to become great men and husbands and fathers and leaders, if you say that that's your purpose, well, then in your day-to-day, where's that reflected? If you say it's about reaching your full potential, then I think you have to be satisfied if you achieve that goal, but that goal is not the state championship like it was the year before. If you say it's about making it a great experience, well, then what can you do to ensure that's a great experience, even if that means sacrificing a little bit of time from blocking and tackling? So, you know, there's lip service to these things all the time when it comes to building culture, but you brought in someone neutral who didn't know you, what would they say your program's really about? Would they see love or would they see fear? Would they see great experience or would they see, you know, manipulation, or would they see, you know, more of stress over the wins and losses? We all want to win. I'm extremely competitive, cannot stand to lose. That's just, to me, like something we happen to do together. But we're not all here for just the football. I mean, there's what, at least 25%, a third of our roster who knows they're not going to get in the game. I mean, they're not going to get a play, but yet they hang around. So, I mean, what are you doing for your program to make it a positive experience for them? That's it. You just have to really be about that if that's what you say you're about.
And Coach, I know you said it reflects in, you know, your day-to-day for you. And I think you make a good point there that a lot of people do give it lip service, or they do it at a time when it's convenient, you know, when you're not allowed to necessarily be out there teaching ball. So they do it in the off season and the season hits, and then it's like some of that stuff is put to the side. How does that reflect for you at Westfield? You know, what if I was to come out to practice and watch you guys, or, you know, watch your typical day for you, how are you taking that time out to do some of those other things and to build on those things that are important outside of the performance side of it?
Yeah, so I would say I believe in great starts, right? So if you say, hey, this is our priority, well, then is that how you started your season? So I think you can tell a lot about day one, or, you know, whether that's day one of your off season or whether that's day one of your in season. How do you really start? Because I'm sure, you know, that kind of tells everybody what matters most to you. So that's part of it. The second part was, is it intentional? I think you can talk to a lot of people, say, well, yeah, we talk a lot about this, we do. But if I said, well, let's talk about the power, and, oh, I got a playbook, I've got video clips, I've got all this and that. And then if I said, well, let's talk about leadership. Yeah, well, we talk a lot about, I mean, but do you have an intentional lesson on leadership? Let's talk about building family or sportsmanship or building toughness and grit. I mean, if you have intentional things to show me in terms of clips and PowerPoints and playbooks and all those things on cover two or the kickoff team, well, don't tell me that leadership is the most important thing if you don't have similar things that show how you teach those. So just being intentional and truly, you know, making that part of your curriculum and what you teach, I think, is important.
Coach, would you say that much like your offense or your defense, that you have a system for building leaders and for building your culture?
We do here, yeah. I mean, I feel like if mental training is important to you, then you should have a mental training playbook. I mean, if you, just like you have an installation of your offense and things build on each other, well, you probably need an installation on how you teach leadership. I feel like you should have that, and I think that's certainly part of the head coach's job.
Absolutely. Coach, just give us an overview of how you've built that over the years, built that installation plan, and as you, you know, maybe come across new things, what's the deciding factor of if that fits in or if it's not really something you're going to use?
Yeah, that's a great question, because how much is too much? Just like you could have too much offense, you could have too much defense. You know, I'm kind of a junkie for such things. If I get a good idea, I want to add it in there, but not necessarily at expense of something else. That's a big part of it. And just reading every year, hearing clinic speakers, meet with other coaches, just things that just, you know, things I pick up at church. I mean, there's just ideas I get. Sometimes other guys on staff have good ideas, and we want to add those, and we try to find the best place to add them. But again, I think just like with offense or defense, you have to decide what's the right amount for your team and for your program and putting those ideas in. But sources for me, anywhere and everywhere, a video, a book, another coach, I'm always on the lookout for how can we improve our culture.
Absolutely, Coach. I know you're headed to the National Conference in Orlando, January 26th to 28th. You're going to be a speaker. I do recommend one of the rooms you get in, and make sure you listen to him is Brian Kite, and we're excited about the partnership we have with those guys. I just spent some time with Brian and his father at the AFCA, and, you know, talked a little bit actually about this whole idea of having a system for it. So I know a lot of that will resonate with you, and, you know, Brian's going to touch on some of those things that they do to create a system for leadership and for creating a culture. And actually, Coach, we have those resources available at usafootball.com/focus3, a place where you can check those out. And, you know, we've partnered with them to offer those at a great price for coaches out there who need to take a look at what they're doing with culture and leadership. But we're excited about some of the things you're going to be talking about on the field. You're getting into some of the X's and O's, and are going to be talking to us a little bit about your blitz packages.
Yeah, just kind of pressuring the quarterback, and it's not just blitzes. D-line play, you know, I think I have a couple ideas that are, I don't know if I'd use the word innovative, but that are new, and some things that we want to try out that I kind of want to throw out there too. And
get feedback. But just some things that we've done to try to get pressure. I believe, you know, if you coach in a bigger level of football, the quarterbacks are getting better and better and better all the time. And if you can't disrupt that guy, you're probably going to lose. So you better have a pretty good plan for hitting him as much as you can, sacking him, sure, forcing him into bad decisions. But even if you better do something to at least rattle his cage a little bit, because if not, they'll just pick you apart. Quarterback plays better than it's ever been.
I don't know, Coach. I had the opportunity to see you present on that and show us some of those pressures. And I can say from just watching the film, you guys are very good at it. You have not just great schemes, but the technique of your players and how you work with those guys is just outstanding. So we're excited that you're going to be speaking about that at the National Conference. Thanks again for taking time to be on the podcast and share some of the things you learned from this past season. And best of luck to you as you move forward in 2018.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.